Happy Labor Day weekend. It's a humdinger out there. It's going to get really, really hot here over the next several days. So be careful out there. And please check in on your elderly neighbors and family members. Keep an eye on those pets. And don't jump into a car that's been locked up with the windows up in this heat. Open the door and let it breathe for a few seconds before you get in. Be careful out there. And enjoy your Labor Day celebrations, Labor Day weekends. It is good to be here. Got some announcements coming up. It's that time of the year. We're starting to gear up and get busy for the Lord and turn the world upside down. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name and prayer, talking to you, God, talking with you, God. Open up our hearts and minds to receive the word that you have for us here today. You know, Lord God, we seek your kingdom first in every area of our lives. We pray that what we do here is pleasing to you and life-changing to us. We pray for the Holy Spirit to fill us up, to give us boldness in all that we do, for your honor and glory and praise. We ask, God, that you would do a mighty work in our lives right now as we prepare our hearts for communion, as we sit at the foot of the cross, as we bathe ourselves in your word. Have your way with us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us all with love for one another and especially with love for you, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to welcome all who are here to worship with us today. And, of course, any visitors that are with us today, we offer a warm welcome. And if you're a visitor, please be sure to pick up a welcome packet from the Shepherd's Crook near the entrance to the sanctuary or see anybody here, any usher, myself, pastor. And as I'm sharing our announcements, make sure to complete the form, the red register pad in each pew, and pass it to others in your pew, and finally returning it toward the center aisle. And if you notice that somebody's missing today, which I see a whole pew missing of McCafferty's and Campbell's, might give them a call. Please give them a call and let them know that they were missed. And also, please write any prayer requests that you may have on the cards in the attendance folders and place them in the holders at the end of the pews so that our ushers can bring them to the pastor before the joys and concerns. Let's do our memory verse before I begin with some of the announcements. And that is John 3:16, a very familiar verse found in the New Testament, of course. Let's say that together twice. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So there's lots of activities, all that can be found in your bulletin. Some year-round activities resuming and some new activities starting, thanks to Pastor Ron. Some youth activities on Saturdays. The 23rd of this month, we begin membership classes at Sunday school hour, in Sunday school hour. Alice wants everybody, we all want everybody to know that sponsors are needed for altar flowers the entire month of September. Call Alice, her telephone number, I have her phone number, but everybody knows. You can contact the church office, everybody knows. Pancake breakfast is coming up. All this information is found in your bulletin. And Diane, you're up.
After church today, there'll be a brief meeting. I don't think there will be because I've already talked to the Platts. But if there are any students out here who would like to take part in the Sunday activities, whether bells or choir or both, if you want to come up and see me after church today, we'll fill you in and get you all signed up. Now, there are two deadly things that we should never say in church. One is, we've never done it that way. And the other one is, we've always done it that way. Well, I'm about to shake you up. I'm going to do something that I haven't done before. So I want you to look in your bulletins, and I want you to take out that song sheet that's in there. Because I realized once I looked at it, it's so confusing to follow. I want to tell you the roadmap. The song's easy to sing, it's just terrible to read. So, if you'll look at that sheet, you're going to go all the way down the first time through to where that number one bracket is. And when you finish that number one bracket, you go all the way back to the beginning. Do the whole thing again until you get to that number one bracket. You're going to skip it and go to the number two bracket. And you'll see that's about the ninth line down. You'll see at the end of the line it says DS Alcoda, but they didn't give you the sign to go back to. So line five, at the very end of the line, the words are, to see you high and lifted up. That's where you're going to go back to. Then when you get down to where it says third time Dakota, you skip down to line 10, and then we finish the song. They didn't mark it real well. It's easy to sing, and we've done it before, but it's terrible to read. So hopefully you'll be able to all find it. Thank you.
Please stand for our call to worship, which can be found on the front page of the bulletin, and let's say that prayer together. O God, our guide and guardian, you have led us apart from the busy world into the quiet of your house. Grant us grace to worship you in spirit and in truth, to the comfort of our souls and the upbuilding of every good purpose and holy desire. Enable us to do more perfectly the work to which you have called us, that we may not fear the coming of night, when we shall resign into your hands the tasks which you have committed to us. So may we worship you, not with our lips at this hour, but in word and deed all the days of our lives, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Please remain standing for the hymn that Diane just went over. The insert is in the bulletin. Open the eyes of my heart.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Fist bump. There we go. Who loves us?
Jesus
loves us bunches. Who loves all them? Jesus. And tell me, what is special about this weekend? Labor Day weekend. Do you know what that means? It means that we get out our honey-do list and do a lot of work this weekend. Now, actually, Labor Day weekend means we remember, we celebrate our country, all the workers in our country. Those who have full-time jobs, part-time jobs, big jobs, little jobs. We celebrate all those who work in our country. And there are people who aren't even employed who still do a lot of work, very important work, who are greeters and helpers and volunteers and just all kind of workers. So let's go find out what some people have done for a living, okay? Let's ask Peggy.
What I did?
Yeah.
When I worked?
Yes.
I was a career counselor at a school.
She was a career counselor at the school, Hmm. Let's ask somebody with a real job. That would be, what do you do?
Respiratory therapist.
Respiratory therapist. He's an accountant, okay? You know what an accountant does? They count, okay? What is it? Let's ask Fritz. What did you do, Fritz?
Last job was a high school custodian.
Okay, high school custodian. Okay. He has a full-time job now driving Diane crazy. He's very good at it.
I did that when I was...
Let's ask GLORIA.
Retired.
What retired from what? Vet tech. She was a vet tech. You know what a vet tech is? Work with animals. My sister-in-law, Bonnie's sister, is a vet tech. Let's ask Dean.
Well, I was a financial consultant for about 43 years.
Financial consultant for 43 years. He's retired. He helped people get rich. Good job. Let's ask Ed. Ed was a manager. Manager. Worked with people. Give them direction. Benefit of his wisdom. Did you hear all the different jobs? Everybody does something different, it seems like. We had a lot of different jobs in the first service this morning. And they had to go out and get education and experience and learn how to do that stuff so that they could do it well. And all of these different jobs keep our economy running. In fact, all of these different workers, they help make our country great. So that's what we celebrate during this Labor Day weekend. Well, too late. They might all, you know. Yeah. But God has work for us to do too. Bible tells us that we were created in Christ Jesus to do good works. You and I were created to do good works, those works that God prepared in advance for us to do. So God has given us a honey-do list. And that honey-do list, first off, we find it in the Bible, how to live our lives as Christians. And then the Holy Spirit gives us specific jobs to do. You never know when that'll happen. Because the Holy Spirit does what the Holy Spirit wants to do when the Holy Spirit wants to do it. But all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit may have you do something special. Help somebody out. Give something special to help somebody. To get involved in some situation. Just never know what the Holy Spirit might have you do. But you know this. God's in control. And you and I were created to do good works. We weren't created to just sit on our hands and do nothing. We have to be busy as Christians. All right, let's huddle up here with Misha. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all the different workers that we have in our country who help make our country great. We pray that you would bless all of our workers and bless, Lord, our volunteers, stay-at-home moms and stay-at-home dads. Bless all of them, God, for they do a mighty and important work as well. And God, we pray that you would bless us as Christians, that we would gladly and boldly do the work that you have created for us to do. So come, Holy Spirit, and guide us and direct us. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen.
Since I started for the kingdom, since my life he controls, since I gave my heart to Jesus, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he
Miss Connie, such beautiful words. Today, our word of God comes from the New Testament in the book of James. James is traditionally thought to be the brother of Jesus, and he's basically counseling patients and calls his readers to remember that ultimately the Lord will set things right. Hear James' words. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Thank you for your word, Lord. Oh, and I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward, please, for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings. Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, thank you for this opportunity to give to you just a small blessing, a small portion of that which you have blessed us with. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to share with you the goods that you have put at our disposal. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to share with you the joy and the gratitude of our hearts. And we pray, God, that you would bless and multiply these offerings, use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the gospel of peace to our hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who are willing to give and those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Joys and concerns. Anybody have a joy that they're just busting to share with us? Indoor plumbing. Thank you, Connie. Okay, son David's doing well. He was sick there for a while, so thank you, Lord, for that, that he's doing better. Other joys. See, yes. Okay, your daughter's doing much better. All right. Great. The week she just spent with her wonderful husband. Where was I? Oh, I was that wonderful husband. Oh, yes. That's Bonnie up there, for you can't see her. That's, yeah. We were on vacation at a little cottage at Canadota Lake up above Conneaut before you get to Erie, and pretty uneventful, but that was what was nice about it. And no TV, and we ate too much, and she read a lot, I fished a lot, and we went out and shopped a lot, and and rode around, and I was just very nice time. And also, a real joy is your own bed and your own shower. Whew, nothing like coming home, too. Anybody else have a joy? If you are thankful, joyful even, for the roof over your head, the clothes that you wear, the food that you eat, the people around you, your health such that it is, this country in which we live, for your pets, raise your hand, give it a wave, and say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Our homework. USA, always pray for our country and our country's leaders. Pray for a healing for our land, for revival. Pray for FUMC. It's our church. We want our church to be on fire. We want to do better this year than we did last year, than we did the year before and the year before that. Changing as the Holy Spirit guides us. So we want to be all that God wants us to be. We want to pray for the Mary and Shank family. For Ron and Robin and the youth ministry. Traveling mercies for everybody on the road this holiday weekend. Pray for Dominic, our great nephew, who was born with a heart defect and has been having a series of operations. Please keep Dominic in your prayers. Who else do we want to pray for? Pray for Joe. God knows the details. Okay, let's pray for all those kids in school activities and sports. And Connie says to pray for all the pastors of our churches. And I appreciate that too. All pastors everywhere, missionaries all over the world, anybody called by God, pray for them.
And their families.
And their families, too. Yeah, tough living in a fishbowl. So for unspoken requests, raise your hand. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers and let's go to battle. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. God, we lift up to you all of our concerns. First, Lord, we want to say thank you for our blessings. Blessed be your holy name. But for these concerns, God, we know that according to your word, it says to cast all our cares upon you. So here we are casting, Lord. We lift up to you all of our children, the youth, all of the activities that they're in, school, and all those teachers and administrators and support staff. We pray for Ron and Robin and their youth ministry here. We lift up to you, Lord, your clergy all over the world. We pray for traveling mercies for everybody on the road. We lift up to you the Mary and Shank family and Dominic, our church, our country and our country's leaders, Matt and family. And we lift up to you the unspoken request today. These are the ones that we make known unto you. And we stand upon your word, which tells us, greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We have favor with God and man. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and with you, God, all things are possible. The chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. It is written, that and so much more. Thank you, Lord. We consider it done now. And we give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. It is the gospel according to Mark, chapter 7, beginning with verse 5. Let us hear this word of the Lord. So the Pharisees and teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating their food with defiled hands?" He replied, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules.' You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to human traditions." Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside of a person can defile them by going into them. Rather, it is what comes out of a person that defiles them. For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile a person." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Grant us understanding and application. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. It's a no-brainer today. Today, the important thing is what's on the table. It's communion. This is the washing of the word. But it's a real no-brainer. Now, how many of you here bake cakes? Okay, and most of us know something about baking cakes. I mean, we get it, don't we? Nowadays, you buy a cake mix, you add water and egg or whatever. But let's say we're baking a cake from scratch. What are some of the ingredients that go into baking a cake? Flour, egg, baking soda, what? Chocolate, sugar, oil, chocolate and lemon. All two different cakes you're working on. Okay. Yeah, some water, vanilla. Yeah, it all depends on what kind of cake you're making, of course. So we have all these ingredients. Now, can you throw them in any kind of amount? No. The results would be disastrous. So we have to follow, at least generally, we have to follow a recipe. And the recipe tells us that if we put the right stuff in, the results will be good. We can expect there to be good results. But it's important that we follow the recipe, at least generally. I've learned how to bake over the years. My mom taught me when I was young, and there was a lot of pinch of this, pinch of that, and that looks right, you know. It wasn't measured exactly. It was just neighborhood stuff. Always turned out good. But if you didn't follow the recipe, you could end up in trouble. It's important to put the right things in order to get the right things out. And that's what the Word of God is telling us today. It's what we read here today. In Luke chapter 6, verse 45, it says that a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. It's not what goes into a person that defiles them. It's what comes out that defiles a person. It's not about human traditions, rules and regulations. All these churches, even you go to different United Methodist churches and different congregations have different rules and traditions the way we do things. Boy, and if you break any of them, you know, there's the argument and battle and unhappy people and people storming out and, you know. And now we're just talking human rules, traditions. But Jesus is saying it's not what goes into a person. It's not the rules, the traditions. It's how much you love God. It's what comes out of your heart that really matters. That's what makes the difference. That's what's important. We have to follow the recipe. We have to put good things in so that good things will come out. We have to get rid of the bad things so that they're not stored up in our hearts as well. Yeah. If you play in mud, your hands are going to get dirty. So we need to avoid those things. And it's much more than just the mouth speaks out of the overflow of the heart. It's also the things that we do, because actions speak louder than words. So the things that we take in are the things that we're going to say and do. And God is saying, follow the recipe that he gave us. That choice is ours. What's in your heart? What is in the mixing bowl of your heart? God loves you, and so do I. Page 12 of your hymnal, we're going to have communion. We're going to have intinction. We have the cups and the bread here on the altar. On the one side, they'll be uncovered. For those of you who aren't comfortable with intinction, we get that. We have gluten-free communion here on the other side in the bowl. If you need that, it is there for you. The intinction, we'll be giving you the tearing off the piece of bread and give it to you, and then you take that and dip that into the cup. So it's the body of Christ, the cup of salvation. It's just bread and juice if right now you do not search your heart, repent of your sin, ask God to forgive you, to forgive you of your sins, to forgive you of the rotten stuff you've stored up in your heart, to forgive you of the anger, the desire for revenge that you have in your heart. So if you have anything against anybody right now, choose to forgive them. It may be a journey for you, but choose to forgive them right now, because we have to remember, in order to come to this table, you and I were forgiven. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering and death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took the bread. He gave thanks to you We give you thanks, Lord, for this bread, and we pray that you would bless it, that it would be for us the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He broke that bread, and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. We pray, Lord, that you would bless this cup, that it would be for us the cup of salvation, the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, who takes away the sins of the world. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Ushers, please. Uncover that, please. Open that up. The gluten-free. Open that up. Blood shed for you. His blood shed for you. It wasn't just bread and juice that we just had. It was the very presence of Jesus Christ himself who was here. He was hugging you. He's with you right now. We did it as the body of Christ because we're family. And just like family, we don't always get along. We don't always see eye to eye. Just like family, we love each other to death. We love each other in spite of our differences. We are family. And it's because of this table. We are family not only with one another here, but with Christians all over the world. Because of this table, we no longer conform to the pattern of this world. Because of this table, we will do those good works that God has ordained in advance for us to do, for his honor and glory and praise. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand and sing hymn number 2068, "I Love You, Lord."
Thank you.
Have fun celebrating Labor Day. Be careful out there. Maybe somebody would like to join you that doesn't have family or friends otherwise. Think about that. Careful in the heat. And give God the glory. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Remember our prayer list. Remember the prayers of the people on the back of our bulletin. They need prayed for daily as well. Pray for revival. So, dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us. Truly guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go. Come, Holy Spirit, empower us and help us to do the good works that you've prepared in advance for us to do. For this we pray in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. Amen.